Saturn's moon Enceladus has an ocean of liquid water under its icy surface, and conditions there appear suitable for life. The water fuels enormous geysers whose plumes rise all the way into space.
Well, Yael, I'll bet those plumes could tell us a lot about whether Enceladus's ocean contains life.
Right, Don. And that's why NASA's Cassini spacecraft made several close passes within 50 miles of Enceladus's surface, flying through the plumes so that its instruments could analyze their composition.
Wow, what did they find?
They found that the water in the plumes was mildly salty and contained molecular hydrogen. This shows that the floor of the ocean is in contact with the rocky body of Enceladus. The molecular hydrogen might indicate hydrothermal vents, like the ones on Earth's seafloor. These could produce abundant chemical nutrients for life.
Any other findings relevant to life?
Yes. In 2018, researchers published a new analysis of Cassini's data and announced a major discovery. The plume material contains complex organic molecules. These are large molecules with many linked carbon atoms, like the ones that make up living things on Earth. These molecules might have been formed by non-life processes and indicate conditions suitable for the origin of life. They might also be biosignatures, breakdown products of actual living things.
Can we tell whether this is an actual biosignature? What was the composition of these organic molecules?
Sorry, Don, nobody knows. When Cassini's instruments were designed, nobody knew about the plumes. The instruments weren't designed to distinguish different kinds of organic molecules. We won't know until somebody sends a new spacecraft with better instruments.
Drat.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.